passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Just because summer is coming to an end doesn't mean state parks are any less busy. Texas state parks and historic sites are always looking for volunteers year-round.
Without our volunteers, some of our parks couldn't operate. We have about 200 park host or volunteer opportunities.
Carolyn Gonzalez is State Parks Program Services Director. She says volunteering provides park lovers an opportunity to give something back to their favorite state park.
Park host volunteers provide campground services and visitor services in the office with opportunities to serve as tour guides or interpreters and perform facility and trail maintenance.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Department estimates that state park volunteers save the agency roughly $7 million a year in labor costs. And unlike most businesses, state parks are open 365 days a year and need to be staffed to keep up with the demand.
We have many volunteers flock to Texas during the winter months and provide great assistance there, but during the summer months when our parks are very full, we are lacking in the support services we need.
To learn how you can volunteer at a state park, log on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. Joel Block engineers our program in Austin, Texas at the Production Block Studios. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.